Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. In Sebewing, an overnight fire destroyed the Sebewing Sportsman's Club and VFW building on Bay Street early Wednesday morning. The fire was reported at approximately 1:57 a.m. Sebewing Fire Department responded and requested additional manpower shortly after the arrival. Fire departments from Owendale, Unionville, Windsor, and Fairhaven were dispatched to assist. The Village of Sebewing Police Department later confirmed the loss of the building in a public statement. Images released by the department show extensive structural damage and ongoing suppression efforts. No injuries have been reported, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Saginaw Township Police arrested a 17-year-old boy who allegedly fired multiple gunshots during a dispute involving two juvenile girls Monday afternoon. Officers responded to reports of gunfire near Midland Road and Weiss Street at around 3:45 p.m. The investigation later determined the confrontation occurred closer to Weiss Street and Churchill Lane. According to police, the altercation between the two girls escalated when the teen pulled a handgun and fired several times. No one was struck by the bullets. Authorities initially believed a suspect hid inside an apartment on Ivy Hill Lane, prompting officers to secure the area. He later fled, but family members arranged for him to surrender. The teen turned himself in around 7:30 p.m. and was taken to the Saginaw County Juvenile Center pending potential charges. His name has not been released because he is underage and has not yet had a court appearance. And two MLA City police officers, one current and one former, are facing criminal charges stemming from a confrontation with a 17-year-old boy at Eastern Michigan Fairgrounds last summer. Authorities say the July 26, 2025 incident began as a public intoxication investigation. Sergeant Sean Leathers, who remains with the department, has been charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. Former officer Terry Priest faces a felony count for the alleged unlawful use of a taser. The charges carry potential penalties of up to 93 days in jail and 2 years in jail, respectively. The teen, who was ultimately cited for underage possession of alcohol, was not accused of resisting or assaulting officers. Former police chief Brett Selby requested an outside review by the Michigan State Police, which examined body camera footage, department policies, and the taser involved. The investigation concluded in December, leading to Lapeer County Prosecutor's Office to authorize the charges this week. When we come back from this public service announcement, we'll move on to our national and international news.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, Michigan EV registrations quadruple in 3 years. A new report from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy reveals that electric vehicle registrations in the state have jumped from 20,000 in 2022 to over 85,000. This surge is being credited to increased state-level charging infrastructure and federal tax incentives. The state is also celebrating the deployment of its first 18 all-electric school buses in Dearborn. Governor Phil Ruse highlighted the growth as a key step toward the state's goal of having 2 million EVs on the road by 2030 to meet climate targets. And in our international news, Israel recovers remains of last known hostage in Gaza. In a somber development, Israel had announced the recovery of the remains of the final hostage held in Gaza. This marks the end of a long and painful chapter for the families of those taken during the conflict, as the region moves into a tricky new phase of its ceasefire agreement. The recovery is expected to impact the ongoing negotiations for long-term peace and reconstruction in Gaza. International observers are monitoring the situation closely, hoping the closure on the hostage crisis might clear the path for more stable diplomatic talks. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here, along with your obituaries, weather, school closings, and cancellations on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.